2021年福建省初中学生毕业和高中阶段学校招生考试。英语逆袭成果卷第一节，听句子。听下面五个句子，从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三幅图中选出与句子内容相符的选项，每个句子读两遍。
Number 1. I believe dragons are one of the symbols of China.
I believe dragons are one of the symbols of China.
Number 2. It is polite to offer a seat to the old.
It is polite to offer a seat to the old.
Number 3. Cindy will go to the beach on May Day holiday.
Cindy will go to the beach on May Day holiday.
Number 4. My sister has long straight hair.
My sister has long straight hair.
Number 5. I went fishing when I was free last summer.
I went fishing when I was free last summer.
Number 2. 听对话。听下面七段对话，从每小题所给的A、B、C 三个选项中选出正确答案，每段对话读两遍。
Dale, do you know the doctor Zhong Nanshan? He is popular and helpful.
Of course, he is a great doctor and spoken highly of by many people.
Dale,Do you know the doctor, Zhong Nanshan? He is popular and helpful.
Of course, he is a great doctor and spoken highly of by many people.
Listen to the second part of the conversation. Answer the seventh question.
Is this a photo of your whole family? It looks beautiful.
Yes, we took it in Wuyi Mountain on the National Day holiday last year.
Is this a photo of your whole family? It looks beautiful.
Yes, we took it in Wuyi Mountain on the National Day holiday last year.
听第三段对话，回答第八小题。
Hey John, I heard that Lucy won the maths competition, right?
No, I just read the report card. Jack got the first place. He always studies hard.
Hey John, I heard that Lucy won the maths competition, right?
No,I just read the report card. Jack got the first place. He always studies hard.
听第四段对话，回答第九小题。
Excuse me, do you know what time it is now?
Let me check. It's 10:10 now.
Oh, there is still an hour left for us.
Not really. The train arrives at 11.
Excuse me, do you know what time it is now?
Let me check. It's 10:10 now.
Oh, there is still an hour left for us.
Not really. The train arrives at 11.
Excuse me, could you tell me where I can buy vegetables? I want to buy some tomatoes.
Well, there is a market near here. It's between a bank and a post office.
Well, is it far from here? And how can I get there?
You can take the number 15 bus, and then go down the street and turn right at the first crossing. Then you can see it on your right.
I see. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Excuse me, could you tell me where I can buy vegetables? I want to buy some tomatoes.
Well, there is a market near here. It's between a bank and a post office.
Well, is it far from here? And how can I get there?
You can take the number 15 bus, and then go down the street and turn right at the first crossing. Then you can see it on your right.
I see. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Hello, Miss Wong. This is Jim speaking.
Hello, Jim. What's the matter?
Can I have 8 days off, Miss Wong? I fell off my bike on my way home, and my left leg was hurt.
I'm sorry to hear that. How are you feeling today?
Much better, thank you. But the doctor told me to stay in bed for a week.
Okay. Have a good rest and don't worry about your lessons. I will help you after you come back to school.
Thank you so much, Miss Wong. Hello, Miss Wong. This is Jim speaking.
Hello, Jim. What's the matter?
Can I have 8 days off, Miss Wong? I fell off my bike on my way home, and my left leg was hurt.
I'm sorry to hear that. How are you feeling today?
Much better, thank you. But the doctor told me to stay in bed for a week.
Okay. Have a good rest and don't worry about your lessons. I will help you after you come back to school.
Thank you so much, Miss Wong.
Mike, you look worried.
Yes, Miss Brown. I'm having trouble learning English.
What's the problem?
The first problem is that I can't pronounce the words correctly.
Well, why don't you listen to the tapes and repeat them for several times?
That's a good idea. But how can I remember the new words?
You can make sentences with new words. Practice makes perfect.
That's really helpful. Thanks.
Mike, you look worried.
Yes, Miss Brown. I'm having trouble learning English.
What's the problem?
The first problem is that I can't pronounce the words correctly.
Well, why don't you listen to the tapes and repeat them for several times?
That's a good idea. But how can I remember the new words?
You can make sentences with new words. Practice makes perfect.
That's really helpful. Thanks.
第三节,听短文。根据你所听到的短文内容,完成下面表格,每空填一词。短文读三遍。Boys
and girls, I'd like to talk about my colorful school life. There are a lot of different clubs in our school for us to choose. The sports club includes teams of basketball, football, volleyball, and ping pong. They hold a match on every Friday afternoon. Everyone comes here to improve their skills. In the music club, we will invite a famous music teacher to give lessons. She is quite popular with students. There are 35 students learning from her. Members can come on Thursday afternoon. The English club has the most students of all the clubs. Students come to the English corner every Tuesday afternoon to talk in English, read English poetry with foreign teachers.
Boys and girls, I'd like to talk about my colorful school life. There are a lot of different clubs in our school for us to choose. The sports club includes teams of basketball, football, volleyball, and ping pong. They hold a match on every Friday afternoon. Everyone comes here to improve their skills. In the music club, we will invite a famous music teacher to give lessons. She is quite popular with students. There are 35 students learning from her. Members can come on Thursday afternoon. The English club has the most students of all the clubs. Students come to the English corner every Tuesday afternoon to talk in English. Read English poetry with foreign teachers.
Boys and girls, I'd like to talk about my colorful school life. There are a lot of different clubs in our school for us to choose. The sports club includes teams of basketball, football, volleyball, and ping pong. They hold a match on every Friday afternoon. Everyone comes here to improve their skills. In the music club, we will invite a famous music teacher to give lessons. She is quite popular with students. There are 35 students learning from her. Members can come on Thursday afternoon. The English club has the most students of all the clubs. Students come to the English corner every Tuesday afternoon to talk in English, read English poetry with foreign teachers.